You've had. Sorry.
Say that one more time, motherfucker.
I have had instant.
No, not like with foreboding. Okay. Like you said previously, with like no indication that we were going to become howling jackals instantly.
With a sort of guileless joy, even.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've only had instant ramen once before.
How?
Oh, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Fancy boy. How do you only what? Why?
No, it's like I had like when I was at university.
Fancy at birth.
What did you eat in college? What did you eat at university?
So I was a real stickler for cooking my own food.
Oh my lord!
And I always cooked. I always like because here's the thing. The reason I've never done this is not because
what if I killed Riley.
No, the reason I've never done this is not. It's not because I was like, I can afford filet mignon every meal, or I was. Uh-huh. I wasn't like picking my teeth with like lobster claws or whatever.
Yeah.
I was still going to Costco and buying like lots of cheap ground beef. It's just I would then make a chili out of it that I would then eat forever. I would freeze it forever.
Even your struggle meals, even at your lowest, you were doing like meal prep.
Gourmand ass. I hate you.
You never do like a packaged food. You've never done like a pot noodle in Extremis.
Well, the packaged food I would usually get.
With pot noodle in Extremis.
My greatest food. It's not again. It's only because it's so carby and I'm so hungry all the time that it would never have no chance of filling me up. It's like
woman coded woman moment.
Wait, are you saying carbs don't fill you up?
I need fat and protein.
Carbs fill you up. Carbs famously fill you up. What the fuck are you talking about? Have you had 100 plus concussions?
If I was to eat a bowl of instant ramen, I'd just be hungry afterward. And so
That's not true. It's famously very filling for you. What are you talking about?
Man, in air quotes, who has never consumed a carb in his fucking life. I assume that carbs leave you hungry.
So what I would do, like, and again, this is not a pleasant meal. This is me at my most sort of horrible.
At your most rancid, at your most ravenous, your lowest point, you haven't shaved for like 2 weeks.
Yep.
You're greasy, you're oily, like oozing into the supermarket. What are you getting? You're getting what? Like
So if it's in Britain, I am buying the punnet of pre-cooked Tesco chicken thighs, piercing the membrane with my key, and then eating all of them on the way home.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's solid. Uh-huh. That's a good start.
Uh-huh. Right?
What's your meal deal? What's a meal deal for you?
What, like a sandwich?
Like you get the sandwich, you get the side, you get the drink. What do you...
God, I've got a freak answer for you. I'm sorry. Which is I never get the meal deal because I never want the side because I never want the extra calories.
You just... Riley.
I'm not even responding to this.
It's just true.
I'm having some pistachios right now. Uh-huh. And I'll be chewing those instead of responding to whatever this is.
This is real sick shit.
Yeah, so I don't get the meal deal because I don't want the bag of crisps because it's like, well, the crisps aren't going to keep me full, but they are going to be calories.
I've eaten some meals that would kill you to watch.
Yeah, okay. I was really good in college at shoplifting a chicken parmesan hero from the store 24. Mm.
Uh-huh. You know what I just ate today?
What? Mm-hmm.
In between recordings, I had the remaining two slices of beef birria pizza reheated in an air fryer.
That rocks.
And then the remaining piece of, it's like a banoffee pie dessert pizza.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Reheated in the air fryer.
I had my famous egg lunch.
I'm having palpitations.
Yeah, a dish I invent of my own invention called egg lunch.
What's an egg lunch?
I separate an egg and I fry I like deep fry the whites in like very, 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 very hot oil in a wok. And then I leave the yolks basically raw. I poach them a little bit in the oil also. And then I put that over some like Japanese rice with rice vinegar and tamari and scallion and American cheese, which is perfect for this. And some of those like Iranian frizzled onions. Mm-hmm.
Getting a real like knows how to cook, owns an air fryer device in this podcast.
I will also say, Riley, because you were talking about instant ramen and doing some additions. And what I was going to suggest was American cheese, mm-hmm. which is perfect for ramen. Yep. And the other thing is I found a quickish and easy DIY, if you don't have access to fish cake at home, is make a single matzo ball and slice it into slices. And it functions as a fish cake.
The air fryer is wonderful because it's like God, right? Because in the sense that it doesn't, it judges, obviously. And you do have to sort of repent by, you know, having all the gastric consequences of eating a reheated banoffee pie dessert pizza. But like stuff just goes into it and it just, you know, consumes everything in kind of like boundless love, right?
Yeah,
and
it feels like the Star Trek food replicator in a little bit. You just kind of put stuff in and then stuff comes out.
Yeah, yeah. And the sort of horrible, horrible food that you've bought that someone else has cooked for you just becomes warm again. And then everything in the world is good.
Can be warm again.
Until your stomach gets to it and is like, what have you done?
What have you done?
You know, No Gods, No Mares became a show about lunch so gradually.
Yeah.
That I barely
first
noticed.
Gradually, then all at once. Uh-huh. Hello and welcome to a bonus episode that you paid for. I hope you feel good about that decision.
What are you eating for lunch? Sound off in the comments.
Don't just say it out loud. Just when you're listening to this, just say it out loud.
When I say sound off in the comments, I'm saying literally sound off with the sound of your mouth in the comments, which is what I call the air around your head.
I want you to know, right? Whatever depraved shit you're eating, whatever struggle meal, yeah. I am on your side. And these two fucking gourmands over here are busy like twizzling individual bits of pate into their mouth.
I fried an egg. That is not... I did what I call in my home...
Fucking cordon bleu over here.
Okay. It was number one, it's Miss Cordon Bleu. Number two.
Excuse me.
Jesus Christ. Are you mad at me? Is that why you're naming me?
Yeah, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you because you know how to cook. Whereas everyone else who is like failing at being an adult in the comments, those are my people. I am amongst them.
One day you'll be my age and you'll know how to cook.
I'm sorry. When you told me about frying that egg, I'm afraid what was playing in my head was the winter movement of Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Good. Oh, that's a good movement.
You were chef's tabling, I'm afraid, on that one. That's the chef's table theme song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that the...
Welcome to a bonus episode of No Gods, No Mares. And to celebrate...
I'm going to listen to Vivaldi real quick.
What are we celebrating?
Vivaldi, winter... Oh, so it's our 76th episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, naturally. Why didn't I think of that? Well, okay. So thank you for joining us at the historic Chinese Theater in downtown Los Angeles, in Hollywood even, for the first...
Imagine horns going, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. The inaugural.
The first annual.
The goodies. Yeah. Not the, like, comedy show. It's like the Oscar Goodman-ese, by analogy. See, it's a joke about
it's
the Oscar. It's an award show.
It's award season. It's award season right now. You're hearing so much about the Actor Awards, or the DGAs, or the WGAs, or perhaps the Golden Globes, or the Independent Spirit Awards, or the Oscars themselves.
Can I hit the trump there? The Golden
the Globes. The Golden Globes. You hear about this gold? You hear about this gold? No.
The WGA is very important. We got Brittany Griner back from Russia.
Oh my lord.
So she could play the WGA.
Anyways, it is award season and we decided to get in on it and we are presenting to you the first annual goodies.
We're all the hosts.
Yeah.
But like they do in the Oscars when they get every single person in the theater to host the Oscars.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We are all hosting the goodies.
We're also the presenters.
We're also the presenters and in one case the nominee. And
we will be awarding these awards, which come with no trophy, no certificate.
You want a little trophy there. No trophy.
No trophy, no certificate.
Yeah, I was slipping into it. It's a Golden Globes. Going, no trophy, no certificate. But do come with a profound sense of honor, or should, because means
because
that you were the best mayor that we've covered this year in a particular category. And we have a boundless 18, I think. No, wait, shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What's 19 minus 2?
Yeah. What? No, I don't know. I'm gonna scream again. The thing is, we have
best man.
I've been having a day. So like before we talked about the last mayor, the one who had all the concussions, I almost gave myself a concussion, banging my head really hard off a window frame, trying to close a window. Mm. I'm also about as caffeinated as I can remember being. And as such, I'm having sort of a sensory experience. I'm seeing through time. As a result, I don't know what numbers go into other numbers anymore. All that all that I know about is what category would be a good category to start our beautiful award show with.
I think you could fit the most numbers into the number zero because it's got a big hole in it.
You pitch it right on through.
That's true.
Like the opening shots of The Matrix, you go right into the zero.
Go right into that zero.
So I think we should start from the bottom and work our way up to the top, just like the film goodies. They do this. Yeah, like they end with like best
mayor.
The so-called
film goodies. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What's interesting is I think in a lot of ways the Oscars are ripping us off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, we should also be doing all the stuff ahead of time of like red carpet. Who are you wearing?
Oh yeah, who are you wearing right now?
I am wearing a t-shirt that has a guy getting speared by the tines of a forklift that says forklift certified. That's beautiful. I may have mentioned wearing this on a podcast already.
Riley, yes. What are you wearing? Who are you wearing?
Thank you. I am wearing a Joe Fresh grocery store t-shirt from Canada.
Are you?
That's good. That's hipster.
It is a soft t-shirt.
What's the kind of like welt of that? What's the like thread count? How heavy are we talking?
It's incredibly soft. It was given to me years ago as a stocking filler by my mother as part of a paired set with a pair of pajama bottoms that are no longer with us. It is really comfortable.
In the in memoriam segment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Riley's pajama bottoms.
And then I'm wearing a pair of very loose fitting Muji trousers and then no shoes or socks. I am barefoot on the carpet.
Oh, I didn't realize we had to include everything. They think I'm naked from the waist down. There's an Adidas skirt in here as well.
Okay.
Barefoot though. Very important that you know.
Yeah, I'm also barefoot. Remember when you're listening to every episode of this podcast that none of the hosts are ever wearing socks or shoes? We are all tootsies out.
This is literally true for me. I am always barefoot in my recording.
Why would I wear shoes in my home?
I'm in my house. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna... There might be a sock or a tights or a stocking situation, maybe, but like, if I'm feeling adventurous, but like, no shoes.
My office gets very warm, even this frigid weather we've been having here in New York City. I'm not wearing socks. I'm wearing some... I'm wearing some old Navy pajama bottoms and a Gildan t-shirt that is a merch I got from the band Diarrhea Planet, RIP.
Gildan, that's a name that just screams quality.
It does. And it's actually a very soft.
Screams quality. It screams is really.
Gildan. Quality! It's the band Diarrhea Planet.
Really disorienting. It's clearly, in an unwell sort of way. It screams quality outside your house in the middle of the night, and you have to call the cops.
Gildan, like, the t-shirt that resets your OODA loop.
It's a very threatening brand in a lot of ways. And now when you see that logo, you're going to think that's the font that sort of like evokes the screaming of the word quality.
But it's more than just us on the red carpet today wearing various clothes that we've been largely given.
I bought this from the band to support them.
I'm not going to disclose whether I paid money for the forklift certified shirt.
And like pajama, and articles of pajamas.
It's Adidas doesn't mean that it's not a skirt. I think it looks quite nice. Yeah.
Oh no, only Maddie and I are wearing pajamas.
Yeah, I dressed up for this shit.
It's early here. It's noon.
A person walking on the red carpet in pajamas, like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? It's in the morning somewhere.
But crucially, barefoot. I like to feel that red carpet under my toes.
Really get your really wearing knuckly.
Like a,
your
wearing like a gown and nightcap, holding the candle. Yeah, I'm sleepy for the Oscars this year.
Sleepy Ebenezer.
Quiet down. Look.
It's actually like a Mugler sleeping cap.
Yeah, look.
Let's go into off the red carpet and into my favorite part of any award show. Who died? In memoriam, except we're not calling it in memoriam, we're calling it Who Died.
Yeah, Who Died. Sam?
Bang.
You just killed James Bond.
Mr. Bond, I expect you to
die. That's so weird.
Mr. Bond,
don't
you
know
all of a sudden?
Ladies and gentlemen,
you are just a stupid person.
We got him.